Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
It's Tuesday, and you know what that means.
It means we're seeing you on Tuesday, because we said last week, we'll see you next Tuesday.
We sure did.
Ayo, ayo, ayo.
See?
What?
See.
You?
No, you said ayo, and I said see.
Oh, I thought we were doing a call. I thought
politician.
You were like, C-U-N-T. What does that spell? I'm not going to say it verbatim.
Cunt.
Okay.
Cunt.
There you go. I said, we're not going to say it verbatim. Melissa goes, who said we? I'm going to fucking say it.
That.
I would like to be excluded from this narrative. What's new with you? Hi, how are you?
Hi. I believe last week I said, I feel like I'm getting sick. And I did. And I just immediately went and got a Z-Pak. Well,
you texted me and you were like, I need to not delay doing this. Like, I did it. Mm-hmm. So, like, this was so much better. And in my head, I'm like, how much fucking quicker? That, like, because, like, you don't delay it. So, like, how much fucking quicker on it?
I usually delay, like, 2 or 3 days. This time, it was, like, the next morning. I was like, Dr. O, send me some medicine.
And it's so funny because my experience at urgent care was, like, so fucking miserable that, like, I started getting sick again. And I was like, I'm not going to waste my time going there. I'm just going to ride it out at home.
Nah, this was my family doctor that I've known since I was like 12.
That's so nice.
I also got some codeine. It's been a good time.
I hate the feeling of that.
I just take it at nighttime and just go to sleep. So
like Lean from the movie I was showing.
Yeah. So I'm better. Like I don't feel sick anymore. I just still have the congestion. So yeah. I feel great. So I will not be delaying this ever again. But then I found out on Saturday, I was also person sitting right next to me at one of the many birthday dinners I was at, texted the next day and said, I have COVID.
Jail.
And, but
I'm glad they texted you though.
Yeah. Luckily for the most part of the dinner, I had on my mask, and the only time I took it off was when I was eating, and we didn't get our, that was a whole ordeal at the restaurant we were at. It was my sister, Megan, not this one, had reserved a room for 35 people and had paid for the room. And then we get there early. We were there like 30 minutes early, and they're like, oh, the people are still sitting, blah, blah, blah. They didn't give us the room. They just gave us tables that were pushed together, and they lost. So I, after we had been there for 45 minutes and still weren't seated, I decided to go rogue and go be a little stealth and stand next to the people that worked there and just listen to conversations. And they didn't enter it into the computer correctly, and they were just waiting for people to leave, and they were just pushing tables together.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't end up getting the room at all?
Nope. Which probably was for the better, because since this person had COVID anyway, so.
Yeah, trapped in a room with them, as opposed to right. Trapped in a room with the safe people.
Yes, and then a lot more open air. But that was interesting. But yeah, I had a million birthday parties. Felt great. Got my medicine, you know, here I am, still here, still a little congested with phlegm that's just sitting right here.
Ooh.
But other than that, I'm good.
Take a Theragun to the face.
Oh my, I hate Theragun so much.
I kind of want to try one. I've never tried one.
They're too powerful. For as somebody who loves like a deep tissue massage and people digging their
mm-hmm.
heels into my back, I cannot stand that hard.
The sound I don't like.
I don't like the sound. I don't like how fast it moves. I like a deep need and not a pounding. I hate I hate when I go get a massage and sometimes I'll do the chopping and I tell them don't do that to me.
Yeah.
So I hate that thing.
That's fair.
One time I was with a trainer, and he had, it was when Theraguns first came out, and he put one on my, not like a physical trainer. He was literally like exercise trainer. And mm-hmm. he put one on my back, and I didn't tell him to. And I was like, get that off me. Like, I hate it so much. And he's like, that you don't like that? Like, and I was like, no. And he's like, it's not that bad. And I was like, no, it's terrible. I hate this thing.
Yeah. I don't like the feeling of, there's like those like workout plates that you can step on.
Yeah, I hate those too.
My old trainer, he was like, okay, we're going to get on this and like, just tell me how you feel immediately. Like, and like, we're going to talk through this. We're going to like build up. And I was like, I feel like my brain is getting scrambled. Mm-hmm. And he goes, okay, step off. And I was like, used to it? He goes, no, some people, your body is not built for, like, it's just not. And he's like, you might have more liquid than other people and there's more room for things to move around. And he was like, if you feel like that, no, we're getting right off.
And that's how I feel like, cool. With the Theragun. So yeah, I'm the exact same way on those plate thingies. I'm like, am I supposed to feel like I'm getting my egg scrambled?
I know. Like, I become goo, like all of my insides. Like, it's like I can feel my spleen like mm-hmm. hitting something out. Like, it's not good. It's not good at all. I do wonder when we're going to figure out what we had. I think if it was RSV or another weird strain of something.
Yeah.
But whatever we had / have.
Whatever.
It's sweeping the states. Sweeping the nation.
Mm-hmm. Did you not? I know you didn't watch it because now TikTok tells me when people watch things. There was a video I sent you and somebody made a restaurant that's all fair food.
People just keep coming for us.
Uh-huh.
They're stealing everything. Man, where did you send me this video?
It should be the last video I sent you.
But it usually shows up in TikTok where it's like, oh, sent you a link. Oh, it didn't for some reason. Because that's how I've been doing them. My TikTok, I will get notifications of Melissa shared a video with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I go on my TikTok and then I just watch it from there as opposed to text messages. But I just, it didn't pop up. Called Juicy's. Wow, they really are coming for us.
Yep. But they've got deep fried Oreos, deep fried cheesecake, funnel cakes.
Oh my God, you're right. They really have everything. But ours will be gluten-free.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It looks so good. Oh, this makes me want to try out pineapple. And by try out pineapple, I mean test my pineapple allergy and see how much I've got left.
You and my sister Melanie both have pineapple allergies, and she loved pineapples.
I know, it's so good. I met this girl who used to work kind of with Moss, with like a company they contracted out for a job. And when I was there for like his work thing, I was there hanging out for a couple weeks. I would always like want to sit. She worked on the marketing team, and I'm like, see me next to those marketing girls. Like, marketing girls and I, like, we speak the same language. Like, I love this. We're vibing. And her and I, she was like asking about like food allergy things or whatever. And Mats was like, oh my God, she also has a pineapple allergy. And I was like, oh, and she was like, oh my God, Mats told me that you do too. And I was like, no way. And we were like comparing our different allergies, and we just like vibed so hard. And I was like, this is why I always seat me next to marketing. Such a vibe. And then I learned about childbirth and from the other people who were there who had babies. And they were like, I pee all the time when I walk. And I was like, this is the conversation I prefer versus like the techie people who are like talking about like AI, all this other stuff. I'm like, I don't need that. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about your pelvic floor. Tell me about it. most of the things that I say to talk about are relatively small. I would like to give a shout out to a man from Riverdale. His name is Charles Melton. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know.
He's very beautiful.
Oh yeah, he's very, very beautiful. He has like a god face and like a mm-hmm. he looks like if you opened a history textbook and you're like, and this is the god of the sea, and I'd be like, okay, cool. Like he's looks like a fable, like a fairy mm-hmm. tale. Gorgeous. He has a quote, which I have zero desire to read the full article because I don't want context to this quote. And his quote was, Riverdale was my Juilliard. And to that, I just think, perfect. No fucking notes. You have Jacob Elordi like shitting on the kissing booth, being like, you know, this is a bad movie. Like, I regret doing this, XYZ, whatever. And then you have Charles Melton, who's here saying, Riverdale was my Juilliard. And I love that. And I saw a bunch of clips from press for May, December, which I really want to see. I haven't watched it yet because it is... Here's the thing. I understand award season and the prime time to release movies is the holidays. I don't want to watch anything other than like fun, happy-go-lucky holiday. Like the darkest thing I'm going to watch is The Family Stone at this time of year. Like I don't want to watch... Like the award season movies are like, it's not the right vibe for the current day.
Oscar bait. And it's even worse now because some of these movies would have been released in like October, November time, but because of the strike, they got pushed. So it's just like extra depressing. But I hear that this one, because I was against watching it, but I hear that this one doesn't glorify anything because it felt like very much a glorification from the clips that I saw. But after seeing people's reviews of it, I'm like, okay, I'll watch it now. Because I was very fascinated with that story because I remember it when I was a child.
Yeah.
And so I was disgusted then. And then when the interview that I feel like a lot of people are passing around now, but I saw it when it actually happened because, I mean, she's dead now. But the one
Good
where...
riddance.
Yeah. Where he or she was basically like, trying to say that he was the one that
mm-hmm.
initiated everything. And he was like, can you stop? You're making me uncomfortable. Like, I've been following this story, it feels like, my whole life. And so I was like, I don't need to see this. But it seems like this is, like, they actually did a good job with this. I'll reserve my actual thoughts to after seeing it, but I'll actually see it now.
I've seen a couple of clips of him, and he does a, like, an incredible job of playing a child trapped in an adult body. Like, and that's like a very impressive thing, especially because like he's a he's a big dude. Like he's a, mm-hmm. he's a man. And, mm-hmm. but like he, the physicality of it's amazing, but there are all these press interviews. And so like you have like Nicole Kidman talking about like, oh, like, you know, working with Natalie Portman and like loving her career. And it was like, oh, so you guys, like you, did you watch this movie? And like all these interviewers will be saying this. And then like Charles Melton's just like, just happy to be there sitting in the middle, looking between them. And then the interviewer will be like, so did either of you see Riverdale? And he like cannot contain his laughter.
You mean Julianne Moore?
Sorry. Yes. Julianne Moore, not Nicole. Okay. And I think one of the things I had just pulled up was a picture of Nicole Kidman from something else. And that was on the brain. And then he's sitting between Julianne Moore and Natalie Portman. And then the interviewer asks like if either of them have seen Riverdale. And he's like dying laughing because he knows neither of them have. But he's like, ladies, have you seen it? And they're both like, we haven't checked it out yet, but we will. Like, he's so great and like wonderful. And then like that is a time where like he could get on there and absolutely shit talk the show that like really brought him to notoriety, which is like what led to him getting this part. And he's like, no, it was my Juilliard. Like, I there's a level of like, some people will look at their job of being like, it's not just a job. Like, this is like, I live, die, and breathe this. And like, they take it so fucking seriously. Nobody can critique it. Nobody can say anything about it. Or it's like, oh, it's a laughing stock. It's a joke. And you're its number one hater. But like, to be able to laugh along with it and not like completely disregard it and disrespect it, I think is such a smart career move, because mm-hmm. people don't want you to hate the thing that they fell in love with you for, you know? So I love it. And I have zeroed as, and I'm not going to read the full article because I don't want there to be any more context. Like, I just want him to have just like said that unprompted for no reason.
If you like to see his face, I've already recommended this show to you and you never watched it or you started or something. But Poker Face, he's in a couple episodes of that. He's great.
I'll write it down for shows to watch.
I feel like you're going to absolutely love this show.
I think I will too. As soon as I saw the first preview, I was like, we got to watch this.
It mixes some of the things that you love about your CBS shows of one-off storytelling.
Love that.
Each episode is basically, it's all connected, but each episode is like a new crime that has been committed.
Perfect. What's it called again? Poker Face.
Poker Face.
Poker Face. M-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m-m- Maybe we should talk about that. Yeah, she is no longer hosting Jeff Brady.
Great.
You used to like her.
I did for a hot minute.
Okay, there we go.
Because she was Blossom, like my childhood show that I loved.
I always have to remember when there's somebody who we're not on the same page about, my first question has to be, what role did they play in a formidable TV show or piece of content that affected you? Because it has happened now with like these random white men who I'm like, why are they getting these women? And me making the joke of like, are they on like some show? And you're like, yeah, it's because of the show. Mm-hmm. So that makes more sense then.
Yeah. She had a whole clothing line that I had every piece of. Not her, but like it was based off the TV show. And I loved it in first grade. But, you know, that was when that things have changed.
I forgot the thing that the thing that really brought her on the map for me was the essay she wrote about how she was too ugly to be raped by Harvey Weinstein.
See, that was so much for that was even after the phone call I had with her.
I was just like, that was like when I was like, whoa, girl from Big Bang Theory said what? What the fuck? So yeah, she is no longer hosting Jeopardy. And I just have to say, like, personal feelings aside, factually, she was not good at hosting Jeopardy as a Jeopardy fan. The pace of the show is like the most important part. And she would pause, like a long ass fucking pause before she would say correct, as if she wanted to be like, edge of your seats. And I'm like, no, we're wasting time. This is prime time television. We don't have much time. And like, it just would like throw off the whole thing. It's not
prime time television. It is on before prime time.
No, but it's, that's my prime time. Prime time is a state of mind.
You and my dad.
Yeah.
Y'all have the exact same taste in television shows.
And that's, it's great taste. That's what it, that's really what it is. It's like, we just have like really fucking phenomenal taste. Another one I was going to ask you about. Bum, 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 bum. Did you ever see PB&J Otter?
That was after my time, but I didn't know what you're talking about. And I know about the kid that does, that did the voices on TikTok.
What?
Yeah. I follow him.
Oh my God. Well, that's exciting.
Well, okay, he's a grown man.
Oh, less exciting. I'll have to find that.
I think his name's Adam or something. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, Adam Rose. He's on TikTok. I enjoy his TikToks. I didn't know that's what he was from until one day somebody asked, was that him? And he said yes.
Oh, this adult man in the blue cardigan? I don't like that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to put that connection there anymore. I have such a hard time with like when you see the face of voice actors, like Jeremy, that makes total sense to me. I'm like, you are not, I was going to say you're not a disappointment, but like when people see the real you, they're not so far taken out of it being like, what? But I remember when you look up like the voice of like Rugrats and it was like, oh, these are just like adult women. And I was like, what? These aren't babies? Do you know that Natalie was in No Hard Feelings? I didn't know that. She popped up and I went, oh my God, Melissa, you have to watch. It's so funny.
I don't know what this is.
Jennifer Lawrence, the comedy.
Oh.
Melissa, you have to watch it because it utilizes my favorite thing, which is nudity for the sake of comedy.
This already came out.
Yes. And it's so fucking funny. Like, it is, it's one of the best rom-com, one of the best, like, comedies I've seen. And I would put it in, like, a bridesmaid category. Like, it's not, like, so rom-com-y. Like, it's just more heavy on the comedy. It's what Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell, when they were like, we're making it's an R-rated comedy. A hard R-rated comedy. And we were all like, I don't think you know what a hard R means.
No. But that, people have been saying good things about that movie.
Which, I want to know if they did reshoots after the trailer or if, like, the trailer was, like, a bit and a joke. Because, like, the trailer was bad.
I didn't watch it.
They had no chemistry in the trailer. I was just like, I saw someone who was like, I mean, this is all the love in the world, but, like, it just seemed like Sydney Sweeney, like, didn't get on the time change. She just seemed, like, really sleepy in that trailer. Like,
but she's
like,
very sleepy in everything that I've ever seen her in. She's just a sleepy person.
Yeah, I think she's just, like,
diss or anything. She's just a sleepy person. I'm a sleepy person. I understand that.
But I just was not picking up on the sexual chemistry. Because he is not a sleepy person. Like, he's like Alvin and the Chipmunks as a human. Like, that's the opposite of sleepy.
I wouldn't go that hard.
No, he's like, he's alert. He's ready. Like, he gives me like ice bath in the morning vibes. And she gives me, which, like, girl after my own heart, like, she gives me, you know, Egyptian cotton, 900 thread count, and I use 2 duvets to be extra comfy and, like, give me 5 extra minutes. Like, she gives me that vibe, and he gives me, like, rise and grind. Like, I don't even take coffee. I just, like, go outside to the sun and I soak it all up. Anyways, she's also in, it's something that's coming up, and I was like, we're getting closer and closer to, I think she's in the new, the movie that's coming out with Jack Johnson. Jake Johnson, not Jack Johnson, not that's Banana, like, Pancakes.
Man. The singer?
Jake Johnson and Andy Samberg, which.
Oh.
Two double. White boys after my heart.
Oof.
No, like, when I tell you that there's never been a time, because, like, they don't cast, like, the specific, like, everyone says, like, oh, no, white boy of the week. Like, I'm never on that white boy of the week. Like, my white boys of the week, like, they're not putting them in the same movie because they're all variants of the same man. So, like, it's not like they're putting Matthew Gray Gubler, Andy Samberg, and Jake Johnson all in one film, except they put Andy Samberg and Jake Johnson in one movie. And it looks really good. And it's Jake Johnson's writing and directorial debut. I think he's written other things and directed other things. Yeah, it's his directorial debut. And Anna Kendrick is in it.
Anna Kendrick is in Drinking Buddies as well.
Yeah, you can really tell who's friends with each other.
Yeah.
In all the Mike Schur, like, things, you're like, you just, mm-hmm. you have a universe, you have your people, and you're like, not going to fuck around with
I'm
it.
Good.
But I'm pretty sure Natalie's in that. And I was like, oh God, this is one step closer to these men who I love so desperately. She's crushing it.
Oh, Jake Johnson. What a beautiful man.
I know. I love him.
Me too.
I love him so much. And like,
you still haven't watched Into the Spider-Verse, have you? No.
No, but it is on my list.
I just like, because he plays Peter Parker, but they made his nose, like Jake Johnson's nose.
Oh,
I think it's like the cutest thing.
I'm upset. There is something about a nose. Mm-hmm. There's something about it. Something about his also specifically.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who, like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that book of the month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me, so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed it as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. You've seen Fleabag, right?
Of course I've seen Fleabag.
Season 2, too, right?
I've seen both seasons probably 2 or 3 times.
I know. I was like talking about it, so I was like, I think I'm due for another rewatch.
Yeah.
So Andrew Scott and then Paul Mescal, who is the actor who looks like when you were like, how is this not Jack Harlow? And I was like, that's actually Paul Mescal. They've got a movie together, and that one also looks quite good. And that one's not streaming, because I was gonna say maybe we should do the Jake Johnson one when it comes out, because it comes out on Hulu, but I think that other one is coming in too. Theaters.
I just saw, because I'm still on Jake Johnson's IMDb, and he was in this movie called Let's Be Cops. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see it?
No. It looks like it would stress me out, but it is, I know.
It's both of them. We've got Jake and Damon Wayans Jr.
I know. I was like, is this what you just decided? Like, this is just like, we've got a break. Like, let's make this. We have to see Wonka. Yes. I'm like now here for Wonka. Well, you know who was there.
Of course. I know who was there. Who I did my deep diving. I still can't find any I don't understand how you're in Hollywood and I can't find any connections to you.
That it's because I think it's a facade. Like, I think she's a personal assistant or like an executive assistant to someone who works in Hollywood, the zip code. Like, I think she probably lives in Pasadena and works for someone who lives in Pasadena. But like, I don't think she works for anyone who works in the industry.
It's just wild.
I know. It's a wee bit terrifying. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I'm addicted to the saga of it all.
I saw people were, because she's been to see it like three times. For people that aren't following along, we're talking about Club Chalamet. She's been to the premiere. The last time I looked, it was to see the movie three times.
And she's been going in costume.
Yep. But like, not even this Wonka. She's been going in like,
Johnny Depp Wonka.
Johnny Depp Wonka. Yeah.
I'm like waiting for a picture with the goggles. Like, I think we're dangerously close to a goggle outfit of the day.
You know, I fell asleep watching the Johnny Depp one.
I didn't even know that you would have. I've never been in the vicinity of it playing on any device.
I was at the movie theater and fell asleep.
First of all, you know me. I have fallen asleep in many a movie theater watching any movie. But like,
it has so much going on. No, I just was not entertained at all. Fell asleep. Conked out.
That scares me so much. That's like that guy on TikTok who does like the Willy Wonka vibe. Like dresses up as Willy Wonka and acts like Willy Wonka there, which stresses me out because he freaks me out. Because Gene Wilder's was like, I am trepidatious, but like, I'm not fearing for my life. I'm just like worried we're not going to have much to talk about, or like things might get a little uncomfortable. And we were Johnny Depp's. It's like, I'm not going to make it out of here alive.
Right.
And if I do, I'm going to have some blood on my hands.
I just fell asleep.
What movies have you fallen asleep in the theater?
I believe that would be the only one.
Really?
I've walked out of some movies, but that one, full asleep.
I can count. I fallen asleep in Lincoln multiple times. And I woke up and I was like, this shit is still going on. I've fallen asleep in, this one's bad because I loved, these next two are bad because I like loved these movies, but I was just so fucking tired. And it was like a 10 p.m. movie. And it was like when I was like working on set. And so it'd be like after a full work day to go to a 10 p.m. movie on like a Friday night. Fell asleep the second time I saw Black Panther and the second time I saw Creed. But who doesn't want to fall asleep and hear the sweet, sweet sounds of Michael B. Jordan? When your eyes are closed, Grunting. You don't know what those sounds are about. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I'm just there with moths. And I'm just like, I just get to, you let your imagination run wild. And then, like, for things not in the theater, I definitely have fallen asleep in more movies than that. But, like, at home, the one that I fell asleep in the most was 21 Dresses. I don't think I've ever finished that movie. Like, middle of the day. Like, I could not keep my eyes open. And I've never finished Call Me By Your Name because they don't talk in the beginning part of the movie. And so, like, it just lulls me to sleep. Like, I need dialogue.
Call Me By Your Name, I watched that at home, but I did fall asleep in it multiple times.
Yeah.
But, like, I would just rewind back to where I was and then keep watching. But I feel like that one took me a whole day to watch because I kept falling asleep.
Yeah, because they don't talk. Like, you need to start talking. Someone needs to say something in this movie. Otherwise, this is just like relaxing sound bed to fall asleep.
It is a relaxing, a screensaver. Beautiful.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I guess it's time to go to bed.
Very beautifully. But like, I could have got the same. You could have truncated the movie to about 15 minutes. It could have been a short.
Yes.
That movie could have been a short. Like, it, truly.
That movie could have been a TikTok.
That. Yeah.
There's no one says anything. No one's speaking. So I'm looking forward to attending a movie in the theater. We're going to go see The Leftovers, which I'm really excited about. And then I obviously want to see Saltburn. We're not going to see that Leftovers with Monsters Family.
I don't know The Leftovers.
Like, what?
Like the TV show?
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm wrong, I think. The Holdovers. Like, sorry. The
Holdovers.
I'm very excited about that. And the main actor, I like, as soon as I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, this looks great. Looks right up my alley. And I hadn't seen the actor before. And I clicked on it. This is the first thing he's ever done. He auditioned for it because they were shooting it at his school. And he auditioned, had never acted before. And the director kept auditioning him and being like, I wonder if this is like a fluke. Like, I wonder if this is like, it feels so serendipitous. And he was like, I need to like make sure that like, this is not a fluke. And he was like, it just kept nailing it. And then as soon as like he started, he's like, I've never seen someone who was like such a natural. Like, it was like, you would have never known that he had never been on a set and done any of this stuff before. And I'm very excited for that. I want to see Saltburn, but that's not one to see with Matz's family.
Correct.
And I really want to see, now I really want to see, because it's got 99% on Rotten Tomatoes and everyone's saying it's like one of the best movies of the year, is Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret. And I was like, this is a Judy Blume adaptation is about to be one of the best movies of the year?
I mean, it was supposed to come out this past summer.
Yeah, it's a summer movie.
but strike. When I saw the trailer, I think you and I talked about it after we both saw the trailer separately, because I saw it in the movie theater while I was seeing something else. And I said, this looks fine.
But apparently it's fantastic.
Yeah. I can understand if you're a gal, something you want to see.
And I also did watch the Brandy Christmas movie, which I was on Brandy's side the whole time, because like they're like describing her as like, she's the perfect mom. She writes these like holiday, she writes these holiday newsletters, and like she sends them to like one of her friends from college, and like the friend from college is like, nah, I'm mad about this. Like her life is too perfect, and like blah, blah, blah. Like I just want to show up and like be able to see that it's not all this. And I was like, I really hope that like you just get there and like her life is fabulous. Like she's just hella fucking rich. She's gorgeous. She has a hot husband and like she is happy. And that's like kind of what it was. But then the plot twist of it, I was like, okay, well, they can't do this because like that actually makes no sense storyline wise. Because it wouldn't make some, like it's just very weird. Like it just wouldn't happen. And I was like, so it has to be this. The plot twist ended up being the thing that I was like, it can't be that. Which I'm like, did anyone sleep on that idea? Like just for one thing going, that actually feels like maybe a little bit too far. And they said, nah. And then when I thought, wow, that was too far, then the mode of transportation for the end of the finale of the film is a hot air balloon. And I was like, okay, Melissa, this is a girl who did not pass. I mean, I passed science, but like I cheated my way through science. I'm not good at science. Tell me how I can poke holes in this when they say that this is a like hybrid eco-friendly hot air balloon that is powered by electricity. And I go, bitch, that's not how it works. How the fuck are you floating? Melissa, it's not plugged into anything. They're like, it's fully charged. And I'm like, that's not how it floats in the air.
Maybe they've created one.
It's
like an electric crazy vehicle, but for and a hot so, air balloon.
Just imagine, they've got Brandy up in that hot air balloon and it almost crashes.
No.
I know. But it was chaotic.
It's a thing.
No.
It is a thing. Yeah.
Does it make it more or less safe? What's it called? It's called Best Christmas Ever. And for anybody who also likes Christmas movies like me and you have the same criteria, just know that it does only have 2 stars on IMDb, which is a good sign. And there are weird sexual innuendos and things, and there are weird things that don't get resolved. They did like throw in there that like a swingers plot line that we never picked up again, but it was great. And like, I just loved watching Brandy be rich, and thank God she fucking sings. I was waiting. I was like, I need to see Brandy with a microphone in the foreground so I know that it's coming. And then suddenly she popped out of nowhere. And Moss was like, it's your time. And I was like, thank God. And she got up there and she sang.
What'd she sing? A classic or one written for the movie?
Unfortunately, a classic. Because I do love an original Christmas song like Santa Claus Lane, Hilary Duff.
I love a classic. What classic is she singing? You don't even know.
Well, it was for a Christmas play. And so I think maybe one of the ones that mentions, is it God on Christmas or Jesus?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Maybe Away in the Manger.
Yeah, maybe one of those. I don't think it was, because it wasn't like last Christmas. Oh, I apologize. It's Let It Snow. I do know that song.
Wow.
I'm familiar. Let us know what movies and things that you all have been watching, because post-holiday season, I don't think I'm going to be able to, I'm not going to be watching Christmas. I don't think I can get Mons to continue watching Christmas movies.
No. We will be seeing Mean Girls, though.
I am excited for that. Though, did you see that the,
also, they were Wonka, like... You know Wonka is a full musical too, right?
I didn't know. And thank you so much for letting me know. Because you know how they're saying they're no longer going to advertise these movies or musicals?
Yes.
And someone tweeted and been like, imagine going to, like, hating musicals and going to a movie theater and then they start singing. Like, imagine how mad you'd be. And I was like, raising my hand, me going to go see The Greatest Showman. When I was like, uh-oh, why is he tapping his foot? Why is he snapping and just panning up his body? And I was like, why is he singing? And then suddenly... we were locked in for a musical that we hadn't, like, that's like taking a sip of clear alcohol, thinking it's water and it's alcohol. I mean, taking a sip of clear liquid, thinking it's water and it's actually alcohol. Like, I can't explain how off-putting and jarring it is thinking you're signing up for a movie and there's suddenly a musical.
Yeah, you hadn't mentioned it, so I figured I should.
Thank you.
Let you know.
I'm so sorry. Does Timmy Tim, is he singing or is he rapping?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Okay, well, I can't believe Hugh Grant is playing the Oompa Loompa, and he's just like such a miserable old man. Like, it feels like they're trolling him.
You weren't part of, you probably don't remember Hugh Grant being sex symbol.
Huh?
Hugh Grant was like sex symbol rom-com king. There was a point in the 90s where,
whoa,
like, if we were going to Blockbuster and we saw a like Hugh Grant on the cover, we were getting that.
He has always been like a prime minister to me.
One,
like,
of the best rom-coms ever existed. It's my favorite and still holds up pretty well because I watched it again like 5 years ago. Is Notting Hill with him and Julia Roberts. It has one of my favorite montage sequences that ever existed because it goes through seasons and we start with him walking at the beginning of it and see the season. Like, there's a woman at the very beginning that's pregnant, and by the time you reach the end of the montage, she's holding the kid.
Do you think that's where they got inspiration for the Twilight montage when the seasons are changing and Bella's just sitting in her chair and the camera swinging around her? Catherine Hardwicke was like Notting Hill. Mm-hmm. Catherine Hardwicke did everything in her power to be like, I will not let this movie be shitty Mormon propaganda. I'm going to try my goddamn hardest to make this a watchable film. And she succeeded. She wasn't working with much.
Yep.
I haven't seen Notting Hill. I should watch it. That was like a grown up movie when I was a kid. So it was like, you weren't allowed to watch it.
We were a Hugh Grant stand household.
Hmm.
I was some older than that.
Came out in 99. I've seen him in Bridget Jones. He was in Paddington 2. He's also in Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart story. That's coming out.
90s Hugh Grant was top tier.
Guess who? This movie's directed by Jerry Seinfeld, written by Jerry Seinfeld, and starring Jerry Seinfeld, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer. I'm so out. And then unfortunately, Max Greenfield is also there. Oh. And our boy, James Marsden, booked and busy.
James Marsden got to be the hardest working man in show business.
James Marsden is so talented and he's so criminally underrated. Like, anytime someone like talks about like roles that they auditioned for that they missed out on, when people talk about his role in The Notebook, like, a lot of people be like, oh, so-and-so is supposed to play this, or so-and-so auditioned, like, they've been so good. There's never a time where I hear someone's supposed to audition or supposed to be the role that James Marsden ended up playing, and I'm like, you can't hold a candle to that man. Like, mm-mm. He is a chameleon. Like, he's so good, and I really hope it's the year of James Marsden. Maybe I'll put that on my 2024 prediction list.
I still need you to watch, which I don't even know if I told you he was in it, and it might get you to watch it now, Dead to Me.
You didn't tell me that. I figured that out because I couldn't stop watching interviews from him after Jury Duty because I was like, I'm obsessed with this man. And then he was talking about Dead to Me, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's on that list.
Yeah.
I'll add that again.
I'm not going to spoil it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall.
Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is coming out the day after Christmas. Did you? But I wanted to ask you, did you get your stuff decorated in the sense that you want it decorated?
I did. I like keep wanting to add more, and it looks really nice, but now I'm just upset we didn't get a rug. Because I'm like, it would be so much cozier if we had a rug. But the issue is, like, we don't want to keep our couch. Like, we, like, want to eventually get a new couch. And I don't want to buy a rug that matches this couch and to not have the other couch. But it is looking very cute. I'll send you pictures. And I've been telling Mott, so I was like, I just need you to give me lots of compliments. Because I'm desperately doing this, obviously for me, but for my nephew. I, like, want him to be like, wow, this is so cool. But he is a harsh critic. Like, he'll just be like, sick. Like, might not even notice. And so I've been like, Mott's always like, it looks so lovely. And I spent so much time hanging up all these lights outside and they look so nice. And then a lot of them fell down. So that's a project we have to work on fixing. But it's raining, so I don't know how we're going to do
it. I don't think you're going to get it fixed before Christmas.
I know. But we'll see. But it looks really cute and festive. And Mott's like, we should keep this up year round. And I was like, or he said, we should keep it up until my birthday. And I was like, we should keep it up forever.
Speaking of his birthday, did you see that some woman on NPR, I guess a reporter, she's an astrologist, said that our astrological signs are like, we need to keep up, like they need to change with the rotation or some shit she was talking about.
Oh, and like people's signs are changing?
It made me a Capricorn.
There's one fucking astrologist every year who says that. And everyone else is like, that's not how this works. No.
Yeah.
And it's like they do it to like trigger people.
I was just upset that the NPR was the one that put this out.
Yeah. Why would NPR platform these falsities?
And I made I have a comment now that's going viral under the video. And someone was like, this is a very, because I was like, I am a Aquarius through and through. Like, do not, even though it's like the day after my birthday is when they do it, so I guess I'm technically on the cusp.
Yeah, but no. And
somebody was like, this is a very Capricorn reply. And I said, that's you can go in the trash with this woman too.
It's a very Aquarius reply, really, is what that is. But yeah, that's, I hate when they do that.
Yeah.
Because also
people
like
are up in arms in the comment.
So it pushes to the previous sign you would be?
For me, yeah. I didn't look up yours because I was just very angry. Even though I don't that's even okay. like astrology.
No, but like, don't
and
fuck
the woman
with
the
that
things. Made this is she also said, I like being a Leo. And I was like, obviously, you just want this attention. I feel like you're probably safe because you're kind of in the middle ish.
I'm a couple weeks land. In.
Yeah, so you're probably safe. And mine, because I'm on the 16th, it is in the other part of it. And so it put me just a day ahead with the Capricorns.
Mm. Yeah, every couple of years, there's an article from 2016 of being like, the new astrology signs and like all of that. They will constantly do this shit. And I mean, of all the clickbait headlines, I guess it's the least egregious and dangerous and problematic. But like, just stop. Like, give me like a mm-hmm. feel-good story about something else, or write a little fiction piece. Write a story. Right. Write a tale and tell me a little tale. But like, mm-hmm. don't fuck with my feelings and emotions like that. Oh yeah. So 2016, it said. Oh no, it said I would be a Cancer. July 20th to August 10th. That's not a thing. Oh, and they added a new one, like Orphithicus.
She didn't talk about adding a new one, so yours might be different under this lady.
Yeah, I can't with this. Just like, predict our futures, tell us everything's going to be okay. Like, don't fuck with us.
Right. But on that note, here's our last See You Next Tuesday of 2023.
We hope you have a wonderful, we hope you had a wonderful year. And if not, don't worry. It's almost over.
Right. Time to start over.
I'm coming clean. Okay.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Goodbye.